Do you feel that the Great Depression hit the middle class harder than it did the poor?
Well, I guess they suffered. You know, the poor didn't have anything much to start with, and so if you didn't have much, and you didn't have much to lose, but the middle income families and things, they suffered a great deal because they lost everything. I know that my dad lost just about everything he had. He managed to keep a home. We managed to keep our home, but that was about all. And before that, we were in an upper middle class family. And then my pop died in 1936, and my mother had to go to work, and she got a job as a sales clerk in a Positz department store. And if it hadn't been for that, we would have been in dire straits. Most of the families around me were all on welfare, and it was a middle class community, and for them to be on welfare was unusual because most of them were always employed and always had good jobs. Here they had nothing, and they had just had more to lose. I don't say they suffered more than the poor, but they had a lot more to lose than someone didn't have anything to start with. And it was a bigger come down. It was certainly a bigger come down from standards of living for the middle class than it was the lower income people.
All right. Do you remember any of President Roosevelt's New Deal organizations?
Well, Roosevelt was, you know, considered the savior of, I guess, of America, and at least we all believe that. Yeah, I remember the WPA and the CCC, Conservation Corps, Civilian Conservation Corps, and I remember those programs because as a kid, with not much to do other than to walk around the communities with, and see what's going on, we could see bridges being built and a lot of public work being done by the WPA. And a lot of the my friends' fathers worked for the WPA. At one time had been successful people. We're out now working as common laborers and with the WPA because that was a job. And they weren't too proud to take them. And they took whatever work was available. And so I can remember going out on the job site, some of my friends taking lunches to their dads, working in on various community or public projects. And I remember the CCC men because we thought they were soldiers because they rode around in army trucks and they wore uniforms and they had and kind of Smokey the Bear type hats on, and we call them drill sergeant hats now. But we thought they were soldiers, and of course they were just another form of public works, and that they took on a lot of projects working on state parks and things. But we'd see them come along in convoys. Apparently, they would come through our neighborhood. Down is Highway 78, yeah, and they would come down in long convoys, you know. And of course, we thought they was going to war someplace. they were going to war in some park or building some recreation center or so forth. But they were young kids, don't know how old they were, but they were all young men. It was a young men type program. But it put them to work, and that was the main thing. They didn't pay them much money, but they got something to eat, and they had a place to stay, and they got some income to help support their families back home. It was a good program. And Roosevelt Vision was a big contributing factor for the United States coming out of the Depression as it did. By the late 30s, things were beginning to turn around, and Roosevelt was one of the big reasons for this.
Okay. At what point in your life did the Depression end for your family?
Well, I don't know. You know, I really didn't wasn't any one thing. It was just things. Men started drifting back to work. The mines started to open up. The steel mills started opening up again. And the, I guess, 1938, something like that. My friend's parents started going back to work. Things just started improving in general. But the main thing I remember was my mother got a raise where she was working at Pizzitz. And they not only got a raise, they put her on a commission, too. And so we started having a little more money around the house. And and I remember that we had a rental house, and our renter started paying the rent. He hadn't been able to pay the rent for a long time, but he got a job, started paying the rent. So things really picked up. His that $10 a month for rent really came in handy.
All right. Well, I guess okay. How did the Depression affect you as a child, growing up in the Depression?
Well, you know, it really didn't have any effect on us. You know, a little kid, you get out and play your cars, and play your marbles, and play tops, and play your yo-yos and things. And we did the same things all along. We didn't go hungry. There was food available, and we just played, and we really didn't. We weren't faced with the problems that the adults were faced. We just lived day to day and played like any kid does, and it really did not have a great effect on children. We still had a good time. We played ball and did everything that the other kids do nowadays, except, of course, we didn't watch TV and play video games.
Okay. Is there anything else that you'd like to add as far as any memories that you might have had that really sticks in your mind about the Depression?
Well, I covered about as much as a 5 to 10-year-old kid could remember about it, but I still vividly remember the 30s, and they still stand out in my mind. I am not I still, you know, I still enjoyed the 30s and liked the 30s, and of course World War II came along, and of course being a young kid at that time, I really became caught up in the war. But between remembering the 40s and the 30s, they're probably the strongest memories I have of any time period of my life, is because they were such an interesting time in which to live.
Okay, Mr. Lamb, I thank you for your time. And, this is signing off. I said that I'm signing off here from Jackson, Alabama.
Who said that?
They told me to say that. That's what all the radio stations used to do. Signing off.